Yeah, the fun and festivities just keep on coming here at the Community Center at Lakeland. The building's not built yet, but boy, you can sure feel the excitement surrounding it because we've got a lot of the footings poured, a lot of the dirt work has been done, a lot of the infrastructure's been laid. We're all here just celebrating the progress and getting to know each other in a way that's going to be even more meaningful as we get housed in this beautiful new Community Center at Lake Chelan. And joining me now, board member Ty Witt. Ty, you're a busy guy, man.
I love staying busy, for sure.
Yes, you do. This is exciting, isn't it?
I know. This really is wonderful to see all the people that are here and all the excitement. You hit it right on the head there. It's palpable what you can feel going on here
on
the ground.
You really can. Now, let's talk about the community center and what do you think it's going to mean in terms of health and well-being for people?
Well, I think that's one of our core values, actually, when you look at the core values of the 7 Acres Foundation is wellness. And we know that physically, spiritually, emotionally, we're going to have something for really everybody in the community. I would venture to say that when this gets done and up and running, every single person of our community will be able to use this facility one way or another for some type of wellness activity. That's whether great. You need some rehabilitation or just regular exercise or just events you want to be at, there'll be a church, spiritual health, wellness, all kinds of different avenues for wellness, and that's what our foundation has been striving for.
And the nice thing about this location, it's centrally located in a sense, and also it's going to be really easy for the entire valley to access.
Well, I love that it's right here on this location. When we were originally looking at the other site, it was doable, but once we were able to put together this swap that occurred to be right here, services Manson so well, the core of Chelan, basically, and it's even within reach of all the surrounding areas. I really love the location.
Yeah. Now, has this come together in terms of the community, the way you imagined and envisioned?
Well, I wonder if we're building it big enough, to be honest. Yeah. It's the project's grown quite a bit from its initial inception, but I think there is still room to grow here and do other phases as we proceed. But right now, our current project, I think, is going to have a lot of services to offer the community.
Yeah, now we heard from Ben Williams, president of the board, earlier, and he mentioned that there's a bit of a gap. What are some of the ways that people can help out financially?
Well, we know that everybody has different capacities on their giving, and whether it's small amounts given on a regular basis over time as sort of a phased commitment, that's wonderful. Of course, big chunks for larger donors always get us there faster, but I love that small, medium, large, whatever it is, everybody can have a piece of this project. It reminds me of, give what you can, and some can give more than others, but they're all making the same commitment.
Yeah, and if everybody does that, we'll get there.
We will.
That's great. Anything else you'd like to share today, Tom?
No, I just want to thank the community for its support. This really has been a long time coming. It's been tried in the past and in a very similar spot, actually, a decade ago.
Right.
It's nice to see that we've gotten this far, and I really feel like completion is a done deal as long as we keep our foot on the pedal here.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank you, and thank you for all you
do. Thank you for support.
We do appreciate it. Absolutely. Thank you. All right, Ty Witt there, doing so many good things for the community. But you still have time to come down and join us. Be part of the fun. Celebrate this amazing accomplishment that we have going here in the Lake Chelan Valley. It's the Community Center at Lake Chelan. They've still got some dogs left. There's still some beer on tap to be had. They've even got a Coca-Cola, some coffee, whatever else you might like. Plus, a great opportunity to meet the folks that are actually working on the project and the folks who are going to be able to reside in this incredible facility once it's completed. So stop by, say hi. We're right here just off State Route Highway 150. It's 103 Big Horn Way. That's the actual address. It's the Community Center at Lake Chelan. And I'm broadcasting live, Jeff Conwell here on KOZ.